Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Art of Reinvention podcast show. This show focuses on helping you become the best version of yourself by producing thought-provoking and life-changing content. Here's your host, Teflon John.
Yeah. What's going on, everybody? What's going on, everyone? It's your boy, Teflon John, coming to you courtesy of the Art of Reinvention podcast show and Teflon Radio. Yeah, we're just going to get right into it. We're just talking. I'm just glad that you all are tuning in, man. I really appreciate you guys. And like I said, man, just glad that you guys are tuning in today. Just got back from the gym, had a great workout, man. It's something about tearing your body down, breaking it down, getting your body into submission and developing that discipline, you know what I mean? Where you know that if you stick to the course of action, that you're going to see some type of results, right? And so right now, the Teflon John brand is going through a rebranding. Right now, we know the website's changing. We got a new YouTube channel. We're starting over. You know, the website's going to be pushing out more content. So I advise you guys to go to www.teflonjohn.com. And that's John spelled with J-O-H-N. And just check out what I have. You know, check out all the past content. Get caught up because it's going to be more interviews. There's going to be more podcasts coming your way. You know, with a lot of thought-provoking guests. And today's episode is latte or cappuccino. Latte or cappuccino. I'm going to just tell you guys a little story. So I'm going to Starbucks and I order a cappuccino. And, you know, the lady fixes it. I think I got the tall. I think I got the biggest one. It may have been the grande, not sure. And she makes the cappuccino. When I get it, I sip it. I'm like, man, this is a short, you know, it's a lot of foam. It's not really a lot of, you know, cappuccino in his cup. And she's like, well, you should have got the latte. And I'm like, what's the difference? She was like, well, the latte doesn't have foam in it. You know what I mean? Like you get more substance. And that began to speak to me. So ever since then, I've ordered lattes, right? But that began to speak to me in a major way that we live in a world nowadays where everything is superficial. And so many people fall in love with the look of it, right? And you see it on social media. So many people glamorize the look of the thing rather than having it and obtaining that thing, right? And you see it to where many people would rather say that they're grinding, would rather say that they're entrepreneurs versus run a successful business. Because in social media reality, it looks like you're running a successful business. You know, you look like you're bringing in money because, you know, you have nice clothes, you have nice shoes, you know, you're standing in front of that nice car. You know, you're doing these posts, you're paying your photographer to put up these pictures. You know, you're getting coaching clients, you know, whether it be a marriage where you're taking pictures and, you know, you're traveling, but you may not be happy. And that's what the really meat of the podcast is about, you know, cappuccino versus latte. We're talking about substance versus no substance. And if you're in the influencer world or, you know, whatever you're doing in life, you want to have substance. You want to make sure that you can offer value to someone, not just look good. Because let me tell you, entrepreneurship is not as, you know, it's not as beautiful as they make it out to be. It's a grind. It's a sacrifice. You know, when it comes to achieving any goal in life, whether it be weight loss, you know, whether it be having a successful marriage, it's sacrifice. Whether it be having a successful career, it's sacrifice. And you see it time and time again. You even see it on jobs where people would rather have that position than have the credentials to go along with that position. You know, you're seeing people are managers, supervisors, directors, you know, whatever the case may be. And they're satisfied with the title itself, right? They're not satisfied with actually completing the duties or fulfilling those tasks that make them that title. And you have to remember, at the end of the day, all this stuff is just superficial. It's materialistic. You still have to deliver a product. You still have to deliver a result. And that's just like when I was drinking the cappuccino, I'm like, man, I'm only halfway through and I'm done. The rest was like airy foam. It was just for like decoration, I guess. You know, it looks good. It's a good conversation starter. It's a good conversation piece. But I left there wanting more of something to drink. I left there wanting more of that warm beverage. And so you got to realize whether you're a motivational speaker, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a parent, you got to have substance, right? And how do we have substance, right? We got to make sure that we're executing on that which we are. And that starts with being yourself. In the social media world, in today's world, no matter where you are in your family, you feel a lot of pressure on being someone else, right? There's a lot of pressure on being someone else. And you have to be comfortable in your own skin. And you have to accept who you are, because who you are, you have a certain set of skills. You have a certain set of talents and gifts that no one can take from you, that make you uniquely who you are. But the problem is when you conform to what you think everybody else wants, right? When you conform to what you think everybody else wants to see, or what you think everybody else wants to hear, when you're changing the way you talk, you're really taking away from you, you know, that unique thing that you can add to the world. You're really taking away from that. And so what I really want you guys to really get from this is be yourself, right? That's the first way we're going to add substance. It's just be yourself, because uniquely, there's only one you that thinks the way you do, talks the way you do, you know, that walks the way you do. And if you take that away for something else, then you become a carbon copy of someone else. And you don't want to become a carbon copy of someone else. And another way we can provide substance is really study and do your homework, right? Really study and do your homework. So whatever field you're in, whatever lane you're in, whatever genre, whatever you're doing, right? You want to always educate yourself. That way you can always add value to those followers, to those clients, to those students, to your employees. You always want to study, right? No one should have to make you study, because you always want to be sharper. The world is changing. We live in the information age, and there's so much information out there, right, that you can become information overloaded. So imagine those people that are following you. You want to stay educated where you can answer their questions, and you can also pour into them. True leaders, true inspirers pour into their followers. They pour into their employees. They pour into their students with knowledge that they have, right? And so another way of having substance is just having discipline. You got to lead by example. And when it comes to discipline, most of the times discipline is doing what you don't want to do when you have to do it. You know, whether it's working out, whether that's preparing their report, whether that's working on that speech, whether that's editing that video, whether that's doing homework, or whatever the case may be, you knock out what you have to knock out. You get done what you have to get done. And you do it with no questions asked. Even though you may, you know, you may not feel like it, you know, you may not feel like getting up early the next day. It's your job. It's your responsibility to do that, because someone's watching you. Having substance, you got to realize that someone's watching you. And many times you don't find that out for a while, but someone is watching you. And to all you entrepreneurs and business owners and you know, and creatives out there, you never know who's watching you. Somebody's watching you that could actually fund your idea. So let's be careful of what we do. Let's be careful of the actions we take, because there's somebody around you that could possibly invest in your business and take you to the next level. But you got to be ready. And having substance, you know, you have to recognize, right, your weaknesses. You have to recognize your flaws, what you need to work on, what you need to improve on. Because in the social media influencer world, we're always telling people what they need to work on, what they need to get better at. But we need to identify our own flaws and what we need to work on. Because truth be told, no one's perfect. And that's why it's a daily walk. It's a daily progression. You know, it's a daily task to actually pour into yourself and improve, you know. And sometimes you got to be honest. You got to have an honest conversation. What do I need to work on? What can I improve on? Sometimes it's just taking time. We get so busy, we don't take time out on our goals and dreams. We don't take time out with our kids and our spouses. We don't take time out to improve ourselves on that job. We don't take time out to educate ourselves. So we got to realize, and we got to identify those weaknesses, and then come up with a plan. How are we going to execute? You need a plan. Without a plan, you are going to fail. Without a plan, you are going to fail. Because in order to execute, you have to know what you're doing. Or if not, you're just doing things and you're burning time, right? In order to have substance, you got to set goals. And you got to set goals with deadlines. Because what happens is when you set a goal without a deadline, it leaves you in wandering land, where you're going after it, you're doing things, but you're not really, you know, it's not as intense. You're not accomplishing what you could, because now if you set a goal, it's going to force you to schedule. It's going to force you to have good time management, because you're going after something by a certain time. And you see that a lot in health goals, where people set weight loss goals and they're not really looking at the amount of time that they have to lose weight in. And so this thing becomes this 1 year, a year and a half, 2 year journey. Then they get off the boat instead of setting a deadline, which then controls your actions, because your goals will control your actions. Having substance, your goals will control your actions. You know, if you have good goals, if you have stern goals and you're going after them and you're trying to crush it, then guess what? Your actions will change because you're actually trying to go after it and get it done by a certain time. Have you ever bumped into somebody that has somewhere to be and they're on their schedule? They don't have time to talk. They don't have time to mess around. So what you got to do is embody that same presence, embody that same mindset that, hey, I don't have time to talk. I don't have time to wander, but I got to get done what I need to get done. And I got to accomplish what I came here to accomplish. And you got to really go with it, and you got to really push, because you want to think about it. Phone versus, not phone, but the latte versus the cappuccino. Do you want to look good or do you want to be good? Do you want to look good or do you want to be good? Because many times in the world nowadays, people are so satisfied, man, with the participation trophies. People are so satisfied with standing next to somebody who's grinding. And then you see now where people are like, yo, I'm grinding. I'm going after this. I'm going after that. But there's no progress. There's no progress. If you're grinding, if you're going after something and you're mapping that thing out, you should be progressing. You should be becoming better than you were yesterday. Your video quality should be better than it was last year. You know, your speech, your actions, the way you handle your employees should be better than it was the previous year. And the goal is just to keep growing. That's how you maintain substance, is to keep growing, right? And like I said, you must go after it. You must grab the handlebars with both hands and really get a hold to it, because it all rides in you. Having substance, you don't rely on other people to accomplish your goal. You don't rely on other people to support your goal. Now, in theory, you know, it is good to have somebody to support you, to have somebody to support your goal. But you can't count on that, because at the end of the day, this is your baby. This is like your newborn. So you have to take care of it. If you wait on somebody else to take care of it, your dream will die. I'm going to say that one more time. If you wait on somebody else to take care of it, your dream will die. This is 2020. A lot of people are finicky and they don't support. They're not loyal, right? They're not loyal. Everybody wants to look good or be next to that person that's getting it. So right now, while you're building, right, and you're getting close to getting it, they're not going to talk to you until you actually start getting it. And then it's up to you to weed out those that weren't there for you to start with. But I just want you guys to really take from this is, how do you have substance just to offer value? You have to offer value in people's lives. If you're not helping to change lives, if you're not helping to impact these people to make them better, if you're just feeding into their flaws and feeding into this materialistic world, then you're no worse than the problem that they have. Because many people out here are hurting. Many people are out here need someone to talk to. They need someone that's going to really give them some life skills, because now it's so much going on in the world to worry about minuscule problems. And sometimes we can't deal with the minuscule problems or the real problems in our lives because we're so worried about what someone else thinks, because we want to look good. We want to look foamy. We want to have that foam. We're not worried about the substance. As long as it looks good, then we're good. As long as it looks like I'm driving a brand new car, we're good. As long as it looks like I'm prosperous because I have some red bottoms or some, you know, or a Gucci belt on, then I'm fine. But none of that's going to bring you happiness. Happiness is defined by the individual. But no material item is going to bring you happiness, because in due time, that material item gets old, it loses its value, and it fades, and they come out with another product. So if it's material things you're after, I feel sorry for you, because they're pumping out products faster than I've ever seen them since I've been living. Where by the time you get to using this model, then the next model's already out. So you got to ask yourself, am I a latte or am I a cappuccino? Am I a latte or am I a cappuccino? When you tell people that you're a motivator, you're inspired, I'm a leader, you know, I'm a great mother, I'm a great dad. When you tell people that, are you really backing it up? Right? Are you really backing it up? Because you don't want to just fall in love with telling people who you are. You want to show people who you are through your actions. You want to show people who you are through your actions. And that's how you add substance. And you want to be able to add value. But before you add value, you must add substance to your life. And that value is going to take somebody a long way. That value is going to help transform somebody's life. That value is going to help, you know, give somebody a second chance, because you have something unique to offer. You have a unique story. You have a unique testimony. And there's an audience out there that's just for you. And I know you're watching videos and you want to be like other people and you want to, you know, change the way that you're doing what you're doing. Keep being you and evolve from there. And I guarantee you, you'll be successful, whatever that means to you. You know, don't chase the money. Don't chase the clout. Just fall in love with the process. And I guarantee you, you fall in love with the process and you keep grinding, you're going to get there. You are going to make it. But it's up to you to realize what's really going on out here. It's up for you to realize what you have, you know, your skill set, whether it be a personality, you know, whether it be, you know, people gravitating towards you. It's up to you to realize what you have. And I can't stress that anymore, that it's up to you to be you, uniquely who God created you to be. With your smile and your imperfections, you got to go after it. And that's something that I had to learn this year, as I really started looking and accepting myself for really who I am, my personality and all. I accept who I am, and I'm going after it, and I'm going to influence the world, and I'm going to change the world one person at a time, just by making them think, by provoking thought through content like this podcast. And we're going to continue to get it. And I want you to be motivated and inspired to really go after it. When you're listening to this video or listening to this podcast, I want you to be able to go out there to the world and make change. I want you to be able to go on your job and make change. I want you to be able to, you know, come home to your family and make change. Wherever you are, I want you to be able to make change, right? And so that's all I have for you today. That concludes this episode of the Art of Reinvention podcast show. And I continue just to tell you guys, have substance, right? Have substance. And as I always say, one love, be blessed. We would like to thank you for listening to this episode of the Art of Reinvention by Teflon John. And we encourage you to share this episode across all your social media platforms. And we also encourage you to visit our website at www.imteflonjohn.com and follow us on all our social media platforms at facebook.com/realteflonjohn, twitter.com/realteflonjohn, and instagram.com/realteflonjohn. And while you're on Facebook, go ahead and like our page so you can receive firsthand notifications every time we go live with a motivational video or any motivational content. And as I always say, one love, be blessed.